This is Getting Stoned, the podcast about all things gems and minerals, and I'm your host, Jonna Kreider. Today on Getting Stoned, I want to talk about an interesting use for diamonds as time capsules. So I saw a post on LinkedIn about diamonds being used as a time capsule, and I wanted to learn more. Back in 2003, a research team at the University of Maryland found that diamonds can be natural time capsules. They preserve information about the cycling of sulfur between the Earth's crust, the atmosphere, and the mantle around 3 billion years ago. Some of the findings revealed isotopic signatures, which can give us a look at aspects of Earth's early history, such as the evolution of the atmosphere. The study found that diamonds in Botswana had a distinctive ratio of 3 isotopes of sulfur that show that these diamonds went through an almost complete geochemical cycle that started around 3 billion years ago. It's a long time ago. During that time, an ancient volcano was spewing sulfur dioxide and hydrogen sulfide gases into the atmosphere. So this was a long time ago when Earth was totally uninhabitable, and these diamonds actually reflect that. So I'm going to include the link to this article as well as the next one for further reading. It's a fascinating story, especially this one. It's a fascinating story of how the diamonds just give us a look at the planet as it was a billion years ago. It's like a little snapshot, a Polaroid. So, and in 2019, The Independent reported that a stash of diamonds older than the moon was discovered near the Earth's core. That's a hell of a jazzy headline right there, and I immediately wanted to know, well, how did they find it, you know? But they answered that in the article. The article said that the diamonds had been there for over 4.5 billion years until they were brought to the surface through a volcanic eruption in Brazil. So a volcano brought them all the way from almost to the core to the Earth. That's insane. Anyway, so an international group of scientists studied the gems and said that these gems were perfect time capsules that gave them insight to a period of time just after the Earth was formed, a time when there was a lot of violent geological activity. They were able to extract helium gas from 23 of the diamonds and pointed out that they were from an unseen reservoir known as the transition zone between 410 and 660 kilometers below the surface of the Earth. So, and the article kind of goes on a little bit about that zone, how scientists were like, they thought there was this zone that existed, but they weren't sure, but then the diamonds coming from that zone proved it. So the article kind of dives into that a little bit too. Now, I think that looking at diamonds as a type of time capsule is pretty unique, and I just want to know, if they were able to talk, what kind of stories would they be able to tell? It's interesting to think about. What do you think? Getting Stoned is a podcast about gems, minerals, and fun conversations that may go off topic a little bit, but that's perfectly fine. The mission of this podcast is to encourage people to explore the wonderful world of crystals, gems, and minerals, and the various ways that we can apply them in life, whether it's through life, technology, or even other things. Sometimes I interview guests, other times I'm sharing something neat that I've found. If you enjoy this podcast, please feel free to subscribe to my new YouTube channel, Getting Stoned Online. I also have sponsorship opportunities starting at just $1 a month. Sponsors get early access to Getting Stoned podcast and free access to my online gem and mineral library filled with digital art, ebooks, and other goodies that I've created. Visit my website, gettingstoned.online, to learn more, and thank you for tuning in.